It's to the best of our knowledge. I'm Anne Strandchamps. Let's play a game.
We are now...
Ooh, I like the noise. Yeah.
We are waiting to be born. Okay, and now we've been born.
You're crying. I'm playing this new online game with my producer, Mark Rickers. It's called 1 Hour, One Life. We start as a helpless baby and try to stay alive. You're starving.
Oh, boy. So I died of starvation. Okay. I guess we'll try again.
Yeah. This is the latest from the independent game designer, Jason Rohrer, and it's not like other games.
It's a multiplayer game. It's on a server. An infinite world of wilderness that's untouched by human hands so far. And the first person who joins the server is plopped down in the middle, but with a lightning bolt, kind of as Eve, the first human being in this world. Subsequent players that join the server are born as a helpless baby to some other players already in the world. So like player two who joins the game will be Eve's first baby and so on.
Oh, boy.
You're crying again.
Oh, she
You're
picked
a new
me
baby.
Up. She's consoling me.
Oh, look, she said you are strong.
Oh,
she says you're the only girl.
I need you to live.
She just said, I need you to live. See?
As people grow up in the game, they get old enough, they can finally have a baby of their own, which is another player coming into the game. And everyone lives for an hour before they get old and die, with each minute that goes by marking a passing year of your life. But, you know, a lot of people don't live the full hour because they are attacked by a wild animal or starved to death or have some other calamity happen to them.
She said, shit.
Please don't die. Okay, it's what every parent wants for their children. Please don't die. Is this, can I eat this? Nope.
It's a basket
of eggs.
That's
a basket of eggs. That's grown-up food. Oop.
You died.
Yep.
See, I feel so bad for that woman. She told you to stay alive. In 1 hour, one life, the only way you can survive, even the first 3 minutes, is if another player, a stranger, adopts you, which is kind of like the gamer's equivalent of a trust fall. It's a surprisingly powerful experience, and that's what Jason Rohrer is famous for designing. His games are like social experiments, and this time, with this game, he's betting against cynicism and for love. Jason, I wound up feeling surprised and sort of humbled by the kindness of strangers, in that over and over again, here I am, this helpless baby plopped down on the ground in front of them, and yeah, they pick me up and feed me and keep me alive.
Yeah, so that was what I thought would happen, but people told me ahead of time that this was never going to work. A lot of people talk about how horrible players are to each other in these online games, trolling each other or being rude to teammates, bad-mouthing each other and all this kind of stuff. So with that as a backdrop, I'm saying I'm going to make a game where players are going to care for each other. And they're going to be strangers and they're not going to know each other. Like, what? That's never going to work. Every baby's going to die. This is never going to get off the ground. But the fundamental aspects of this game are that you only live an hour. But you have these children and grandchildren who will live for a very long time and potentially have more children and grandchildren who can make use of what you did during your lifetime. They're the only thing that gives life meaning in the game, right? And so players quickly figure this out, right? If they let their babies die and they don't take care of them, everything they do is essentially lost.
I'm trying to figure out how to convey what that feels like emotionally, because when you're born and some other woman picks you up and says, you're our miracle.
Yes.
I mean, a woman did that. You're our miracle. And then she said, it's just her and her older son left in this village. I was the only girl. They were really happy to have a girl.
Yes, because that's the only way they could have another baby.
No, they loved me.
Well, yeah, no, okay. So this is the interesting thing about this, right? The feelings that you have in the game feel very similar, if not identical, to some of the feelings that we have in real life for our relatives and parents and so on. I mean, you don't have as much time for the bond to develop, but this feeling that you have feels very like, wow, that feels kind of like I love this little baby. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
It's like this isn't just feel-good nonsense. It's the nuts and bolts of human reality.
Well, it's the basis of civilization. You've created one of these worlds where people are starting from scratch with nothing much except trees and grass. People are beginning to turn this world into a civilization, and the thing that is making it work, that's powering it, is love and cooperation. It's sort of beautiful.
Yeah. rolling back, though, it's interesting to say, like, well, look at all these other experiences, right? Like Twitter or all these online games where people are so horribly to each other. Comment sections, maybe even on NPR, people probably get snarky with each other, right?
Oh, yeah.
So is that human nature, which is what most people would say? And I might have thought that before, too. And I tried this experiment in this game, 1 Hour, 1 Life. And for the most part, people do care for their babies. I mean, there's these huge family trees, you know, families that have lasted generations and so on. Well, the record in the game so far is, I think, 228 generations.
Oh, my God.
Which went over,
really?
Like, 4 days. Yeah. There's a family tree browser that tracks who their children were with little portraits of everybody and their last words and how long they lived and what they're maybe struggling with. Like, they'll be... They'll be saying, you know, food running out, or, oh no, here comes a bear. And then you see three of them die with bear attacks or something.
I was also born a couple of times as an Eve, a young woman. So I would just be in the middle of wilderness, basically. And there I am. And it was nice not to be a helpless infant. But then I started having babies. And honestly, it never would have occurred to me to just abandon the baby. But I do think I might have survived longer if I had.
Right. You know, more advanced players will actually apologize to the baby before walking away.
Oh.
Sorry, there's no food here. I'm looking, but I'm doing my best. And there are some people who come into the game trying to screw things up.
Really?
In the world of video games, they're called griefers.
Because that's what they do. They cause grief.
They cause grief. People are trying to grow one kind of crop and you plant a different crop. They're trying to make a wall and you kind of dig up the foundation of the wall when they're not looking. It's possible to murder each other in the game.
You're ruining my vision of this wonderful cooperative world in which everybody loves little babies and cares for each other.
Yeah, so this is the other fundamental big question that this game asks. As a civilization or society, we have to come up with laws and rules and this sort of code of conduct, right, for what's allowed and what's not. And how did that develop? Where did that come from? Why do people have that? How did we settle on these rules? I'm trying to set up a system in this game where players can go through the process of figuring that out.
Jason, the press release that came with your game said something like, I'm designing a game that will make people say, I love you and mean it. Can you explain? What did you mean by that?
So in 1 Hour, 1 Life, I have observed people say, I love you to each other in the game. Oftentimes, people will say it at the end of their life in the game when they're an elderly person and they're looking over their children and grandchildren and getting ready to leave because they're going to die soon. They will often kind of walk around to everybody and kind of say goodbye and tell them that they, you know, I love you all or whatever. And then oftentimes, there's also this kind of love talk that happens between mothers and babies. Sometimes the first word a baby will say, once it can say three characters, is L-U-V. And I've said it myself in the game when I'm playing. And it doesn't feel like I'm making it up or just going along with it. It feels like it's coming out of me from a kind of a real place. So if we want to unpack it just slightly more, it's interesting that if you strip people of their identities, then you can kind of tap into their souls a little bit more, maybe. If you put people behind like a little cartoon avatar that looks like a little person and you give them a very limited bandwidth with which to talk and interact, like this little chat bubble that comes up above their heads and can only say very simple things, then you don't really know too much about them, right? Given demographics, most of those people who were your mother were probably like 13-year-old boys. And when you stop to think about that, if you were to hear their voices, it would ruin it for you, right? So you're kind of interacting soul to soul with this other person.
Wow. That's beautiful. That explains why I'm still thinking about my mother and my brother Ulrich from that little village.
We were both 13-year-old boys.
Well, they were lovely.
With cracking pubescent voices.
And they felt maternal. And they looked after me.
Anyway. First game to make 13-year-old boys feel maternal.
This whole thing seems sort of beautiful and also kind of heartbreaking, but hopeful also. Where do you fall on the, if there's a sort of spectrum from cynical and pessimistic at one end to optimistic and hopelessly romantic on the other?
Yeah. It's,
where do you fall?
It's tough. I think that maybe, like, if I just lay out the facts, right? Like, the facts, as far as I'm aware about the nature of our solar system or whatever, is that everything is actually doomed. Like, literally, like, not just like, will I leave a legacy for the next generation? Or will this book that this person wrote still be readable in 100 years or 1,000 years? It's like, we'll go out 50 billion years and there's nothing left. And there's no trace of humanity left. There's no trace of the Earth left. Once the sun supernovas and swallows everything up, and who knows what's going to happen after that, right?
Okay, that's cheery.
Thinking on those terms, it's like, wow. Then the moment is all that we really have. And the moment, if you stop and appreciate it and kind of absorb it while it's happening, it does feel like it itself is infinite sometimes.
And miraculous.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd call you a romantic realist then.
Romantic realist.
Jason,
do you realize how lucky we are to get to take part in this miraculous, doomed thing that's happening around us? It's amazing.
It is. It is. Thank you for making games that help us feel that.
Yes, thank you.
Jason Rohrer is an independent game designer. His work is part of the Museum of Modern Art's permanent collection, and we were talking about his latest, called 1 Hour, One Life. By the way, we put our very own Let's Play of the game, where you can watch Mark and me playing badly, on our website. That's at ttbook.org.